the authority to say many of the victims.
Blog Talk Radio.
Give me a call. It's 347-945-6713. I guess the first thing we're going to talk about tonight is the Oklahoma disaster because, holy mackerel, lots of people died in those tornadoes. A lot of children, 20 at the last count that I heard, and it's a really sad situation. Now, of course, they're talking about federal disaster relief. I don't know if it's to their credit or not, but the two Oklahoma senators who voted against the aid for Hurricane Sandy are actually talking about voting against aid for their own state unless there are offsets. And that's a real interesting idea. What do you think of that? Tom, what's his name? The doctor, not Tom Daschle. Tom Coburn. He said he's going to vote against aid for his own state unless there's an offset. That's consistent. I guess the question becomes, should there be an offset? Should there be an offset? I don't know the answer to that. Let's talk about it. 347-945-6713. Is this what the federal government should be doing? I am going to go turn off the Rachel Maddow show, which I have on TV. And if you're listening, I'm very happy because the Norm at Night show is better than the Rachel Maddow show. I don't have anybody in the chat room yet. I don't have anybody in the chat room yet. And, well, except me. And I don't have any callers. We got a topic out there waiting for people to talk about. I know it's not very interesting. Sometimes, you know, you just run out of gas. And if I don't get some callers here, I don't know how long I'm going to stay on tonight. An hour is a long time. I could talk about learning for a real long time. But let's see what else interesting is happening in the news. Remember, if you want to call and talk to us, it's 347-945-6713. You're live with Norm at Night, the big left-hander. Hey, speaking about living life, I have really begun to enjoy yoga. It's a good thing, you know, and I got a great yogi. Her name is Lori. She's brilliant as far as a motivator and a yoga person. She's got me just loving it, waiting, wishing I went more than once a week, you know. But right now I can't do more than once a week because I have to do it at our school where she does it for free. And it's really interesting. I am doing Norm at Night right now. And, well, you know, if you want me to call you, you know, just come into the chat room and I will give you a call. In fact, I want to try that because I am really very excited about it. I'm trying to find some interesting stuff to get my writing going again. I cranked out a little interesting story. But right now, the house is empty. But anyway, the house is empty. It's hot again. I hate the heat. I hate the heat, especially in my car, which doesn't have any air conditioning. I got to do something about that. I got to do something about that, and I will. Right now, I'm just hot. I don't like being hot. I want to get unhot, and it's okay when you're on the superhighway with the windows and sunroof open. The problem with that is that it just gets too damn hot, or too noisy, I'm sorry, when you're driving with the sunroof open. I hope somebody will give me a call or remind me to go out and close the sunroof. Because I just realized that I left it open after school today. I went over to Five Guys with one of my buds, and we had a real nice time eating hot dog. Well, I ate a hot dog. My friend had a small cheeseburger. A bacon cheeseburger of all things, and it was very good. Anyway, tomorrow's Wednesday. Wednesday's always a good day at school. We got a little mini field trip to a Korean restaurant and market, and I'm looking forward to that. I've gained a whole new perspective on Korean culture. I got a friend out there from Nepal that I hope gives me a call tonight, too. I spent a lot of time learning about Asia this past year, and it's really very interesting. I am, I don't know, sometimes there's no fool like an old fool, you know, and that's all I'm going to say about that. One big piece of news. It's finally happened. The Norman Knight Show is in the 100,000 listener club. Yes, we went over the 100,000 listener mark sometime last week. I don't know which one of you listeners out there were actually the 100,000th listener, but I, without any question, am over 100,000 listens. It's really cool. You know, last week's show, for whatever reason, there must have been something really interesting about it, which is what urged me to continue the Living Life series, because it had almost 1,000 listens, 914 listens to the archives of the show from last week. And that really encouraged me to come and continue and do the show this week. I do have a lot of bad habits. I guess I'm not aging I'm not aging as nicely as I thought I might, or as gracefully, that's the word I'm looking for. As I thought I might. I had everything tucked away under control, and, you know, then sometimes I don't play the hand I'm dealt very well, and comes from that old insecurity that we all have, you know, that idea that we're not cool. We don't do it correctly. There's something not right about us, and nobody will ever like us or anything like that. And so we reach and push, and it just, I don't know. There just isn't anything to it. It's hard to say, you know. Sometimes you just wonder what is going on and who's going to come to the show. And anyway, I guess I'm just rambling. You know, I've been on the air almost 15 minutes, and really the only thing I talked about is the Oklahoma disaster. Why are there so many disasters going on here? I don't know the answer. Actually, I don't think this is a very good show so far tonight. I do a lot better Living Life when I live it with, other people here. You know, when I get to the 15-minute mark, I am going to give you another blast of American blues. I got a lot of bad habits, so that I can go get myself a cup of coffee. I like coffee, and I like my coffee black, straight, pure. It's really very interesting. Anyway, let's see what's going on here, and I'm going to go get that coffee. If you want to give me a call, the number is 347-945-6713. I'm feeling calm tonight. I guess it's all the yoga I do. Or if you want to call up and just talk about yoga, I'd like nothing better than that. Or somebody appear in the chat room. Right now we got no chatters. Okay, I'll be right back. Yeah, I'm back. And I'm going to go look at the post and see what's going on. I don't know. I'm just not there with the show right now tonight. I am, they're still looking for survivors in Oklahoma City. I don't know. I'm not hearing from anybody tonight, and so I'm not even sure why I'm doing the show. One of my listeners is taking a nap. One of my regular listeners got a Skype that they're going to be taking a nap. That's what I should be doing now. Nobody's here. Nobody's calling. Nobody wants to talk about anything. What else is going on in the Post? Judiciary Committee sweeping reform bill. Hey, that's really good news, because I know some people who are having visa issues. Let's see what's going on here. That's really interesting. New visa programs. Oh, wouldn't that be nice? I wonder if there's any programs for teachers. It's really very interesting. Anybody who knows anything, it's all for computer programmers. Oh, God. I don't know. Let's see what some of the comments are to this Post article. Pennywise the Clown writes in the Washington Post, "The bill is nothing but a blatant attack on the American worker, and it must be stopped. It will crush what remains in the middle class and send the working poor and even lower down the economic ladder than they are now. Put aside your party affiliation and think of your fellow Americans and tell the Senate and the Congress, hell no, you do not support this bill." Here's JNR, an independent, writes, "I am an independent and totally dismayed at our Congress and its gross disloyalty to America and Americans. We have a group in Congress that values those in our country illegally more than those of us who are taxpaying citizens. There should be no amnesty of any kind for an illegal alien. What about extending these visas? That could actually have a tremendous effect on me. Anyway, there's plenty of... So the immigration bill, the big question is... perspective is such a big deal. I know somebody who's trying to stay in the country, and... Hey, there we go. Hey, I got somebody on the Norman Knight Show. Welcome. How are you tonight?
Oh, not bad. What's your topic for tonight?
We're just living life. Huh?
Well, I noticed.
Just talking about living life. Right now, I was just talking about the immigration bill that just cleared the Judiciary Committee.
Mm-hmm.
And about how I have some friends who are trying to stay in the country.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, they have legal visas right now, but they're running out.
Right, right.
And so, you know, and it's all a question of perspective.
Well, are they education visas or work visas or?
Well, work visas.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's so many different kinds of visas now, and there's all different kinds of internships and all that other kind of stuff. You know, I got nobody in the chat room. I'm really kind of stunned by that.
Well, I didn't see any chat room when I was on the computer.
Oh, well, it's open. Flash chat.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking at.
Well, the other two is I clicked. I think it was your show this week has the same description as last week.
I thought I edited that.
No, it looked the same. So when I clicked on it, I didn't know what I was going to get, but I got you, so I guess it's the one. So
I don't know. At first, I had already made the show, and I forgot, and then I went to put the show up, and it told me that the date was filled for me, and then I realized that I did just put added three so I could just edit them, and then I forgot to edit it. But anyway, we're over 100,000 finally.
Oh, cool.
Maybe I'll just fire. I don't know. I heard from people. I thought last week's show kind of sucked, to be perfectly honest. And, it's 1,000 listens.
Well, we've had, three people.
Yeah, well,
it wasn't just you and me, you know.
I'm waiting for some of those people to call. I would like to hear from them.
Yeah, I know. Because if it's just you and me, sometimes we drift into, you know, reminiscing on the old days, and I'm sure that might more people.
Some of that's pretty interesting. Let's see what's going on. I wonder what's going on in Major League Baseball. My God, I haven't looked at that at MLB.com. I haven't looked at the standings in ages and ages.
Yeah, I don't think I've looked at all this year. I watch a hockey game now and then, but for me now, it's pretty much football, and the rest is, you know, whatever.
You know, everybody's talking about the Yankees and how they're done, and there they are in first place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Playing 600 baseball, you can't complain about that.
Mm-hmm.
See, if the Orioles were a flash in the pan, they're doing all right this year, but we'll see what happens. The old Cleveland Indians in first place in the American League Central.
Mm-hmm.
Texas Rangers, there they are again. They're always there. The Moneyball Oakland. Let's see what's going on in the National League. Atlanta, 3.5 game lead over the Washington Nationals. I don't know if the Nationals are going to make the playoffs this year. Wouldn't that be a piss? That they wish they'd let Strasburg pitch in those playoffs last year. Oh, my God. my Dodgers are in last place. Oh, Lord. I'm not going to go do baseball anymore.
Yeah. Well.
Hey, why didn't somebody come in the chat room?
Yeah, speaking of baseball, yeah, there was a story, I think I read it on Yahoo, a 12-year-old kid playing Little League, and they clocked his pitch at 60 miles an hour.
Right.
So the league official said he's too good. They won't let him pitch anymore.
Oh, Jesus.
You know, what does that say? sometimes I don't get it. I mean, you know, are we going to play baseball like the Japanese do now?
I don't know. How do the Japanese play?
Oh, well, then, you know, you can never beat anybody like, you know, 9-0. No shutouts. Scores always have to be very close. Yes, yes, they do. I'm not making it up. They have this whole thing. It's a cultural thing, apparently. But yeah, you know, there's this whole thing of respect and being polite and not embarrassing the other team. And I don't know. It's
so polite and polite.
Well, I guess. I mean, in other words, they're never going to kick dirt on an umpire's shoes. You know what I'm saying? That isn't going to happen. And you don't have screaming coaches and fight and brawls out in the middle of the field. So, but the thing is with this kid, you know. Now, I guess this would be his last year as a 12-year-old. Then he goes into another league. You know, they set it up by age groups, you know. But he's not even like a, you know, like overdeveloped, you know, taller than everyone else. He's a normal-sized kid. But, you know, for a league to say, oh, you're too good, you know, you'll make everyone else look bad because no one will be able to hit your ball. You know? Jeez. So I'm just wondering.
Somehow, you know, I don't know if you heard Senator Tom Coburn says he's voting against aid, disaster aid for Oklahoma.
Well, no, isn't he saying that he wants the funding found wherever out of some other part of the budget?
They vote
you know?
For an offset. He's voting against. Unless they have an offset, he's voting against this.
Well, at least he's consistent. That's, you know.
Yeah, I'd vote for him the next time if I was in Oklahoma. Yeah.
You know,
right.
Well, you know. Well, that's the thing. FEMA has, you know, money which, you know, is set up for, it's an emergency fund. Now, I know when Hurricane Sandy hit, that fund was already exhausted, right?
Right.
So now, I don't know, has that been replenished yet or no? Obviously not, if there's no money there.
I don't know what they do. I'm going through my tweets here. Nowadays, you know, maybe we can shift over to learning.
Okay.
Here's something interesting. An invention helps distinguish the blood of a healthy bird from the blood of a life-threatening hemorrhage.
Oh.
Tornado-proof homes. I can make a house that's tornado-proof.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I've seen there are structures that are better than, you know, square houses on a concrete pad. Now, that's a cheap way to build a house, but it offers you no defense at all, you know, against a tornado. You have to at least be partially underground or built into a hillside, or you have dome structures, which apparently give you a lot more support and are less likely to get ripped apart.
I guess. Hey, for all you people living life out there, spending time in the argument of whether or not it's a GIF or a GIF, they're actually doing a segment on that on the Christopher Hayes show. I just don't think the guy that replaced him on Saturday morning is cutting it. He's just not interested. Ooh. Excuse me, of Republicans are drowning in their own disaster relief hypocrisy.
Oh, are they? I mean, it's only been a day, right?
Oh, here, Ben White says, if you ever refer to a GIF as a GIF in my presence, I'll slap you.
Oh, I just call it a GIF.
I call it a GIF. I've always called it a GIF.
Oh, man. I don't know.
Really don't think it's worth talking about.
Yeah, I know.
I'll say it any way you want.
I mean, we always, you know, we call them JPEGs, but now we drop the E out, so it's a JPG.
Yeah, even when I see JPG, I still say JPEG.
Yeah, I know, I do too.
Friend of mine fell down and broke his titanium back.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know how you quite do that.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be another $250,000 in insurance money.
Well, my brother Mike has all kinds of stuff in his leg. They're, I don't know, stainless steel plates or rods, rather, that support the leg. You know, he's got to be careful with that, you know.
Yeah. Illinois has a virtual moratorium. It passed their state legislature 46-7. Boy, there's the old guard trying to hang on.
What's this moratorium about?
No more can't do virtual school in Illinois.
Oh. Hmm.
So here's, this will be interesting. Let me go see the article.
Because we've got high schools using that now. Out here, they're expanding that quite a bit. I don't think the unions like it, but whatever.
Well, why can't you have a union virtual teacher? You know?
Well, I guess, yeah, but, you know. I guess, it, you know, I mean, they apparently don't take as much, you know, a physical classroom.
Let's see, charter, the school code is amended by changing section 27A-5 as follows. A charter school shall be a public, non-sectarian, non-religious, non-home-based, non-profit school. A charter school shall be organized and operated as a non-profit corporation. Blah, 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 a charter school. I want to see what it says about, in this subsection, virtual schooling means the teaching of courses through online methods with online instructors rather than the instructor and student being at the same location. Virtual schooling includes, without limitation, instruction provided by full-time online virtual schools. There is a moratorium on the establishment of charter schools with virtual schooling components in school districts other than a school district organized under Article 34 of the code. This is interesting. You can't form virtual schools in Illinois and get state funding from them.
Huh.
Well, that leads to a whole question, though, people out there. Do we even need goddamn schools at all? Or are they just literally holding pens for unruly youth?
I guess they can be. Some certainly are. I mean,
they simply daycare? You know, some days, like yesterday, I thought I was in a zoo, and today it was completely the opposite. I'm not, I don't know. I guess in schools and stuff, here's something coming out of Canada, suicide contagion from Ottawa. Let's see what they're talking about. One of the people I follow. Oh, it's a study that suicide is contagious. Wow. So what do you think about that? When people start offing themselves, does it spread?
Isn't that a mass hysteria?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
That's very depressing.
Yeah. Well, I have noticed that the... I have noticed that the prices on semi-automatic weapons have come down quite a bit.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, I mean, there was this crazy rush to buy them, and, of course, they jacked prices up, you know, dramatically. But, you know, I think that's sort of, you know, that's waning now. And the same thing with ammunition. I mean, for a while, you just couldn't find it anywhere. You know, people were hoarding it all over the place.
The survivalists are hoarding it.
Yeah, but it looks like that's sort of fading out. But, yeah, I've seen, a Mossberg 720T, $256.
That's all?
That's all. And, the M&P Smith & Wesson, which is an AR-15, that is around 400-something. And that one is very, very close to the M16, you know.
Yeah.
But, which I don't know why people want.
And M16,
Well, I'll tell you, I mean, my experience, and I had a lot with it, that was a lousy rifle. I've never had a rifle that jammed as often as that one.
Didn't it matter. Gas in them?
What's that?
Didn't they do something with gas?
Yeah, well, the primary reason why they jammed, at least this was, see, this is well known because they were in Vietnam, they were jamming endlessly. And it turned out it was they blamed it on carbon fouling. Because the Army was using bullets that used a cheaper gunpowder than Smith & Wesson was using.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, well, there's some type that it's like little balls, and then there's another type it's like little cylinders. And I'm not sure which one is the better, but the Army was using the cheap one. So, you had a lot of carbon fouling and you had jams all the time. I don't really think that was it. The solution was to provide a what they called an ammo assist. So that's when the A1 version came out. And that was like a little button thing that was on the side of the chamber, and that was supposed to push the round forward. Well, I never had that work either. Pretty much if it jammed, you just dug it out of there and started over. That was all you could do with it. So, but I don't know if these are any better or not, but but they sucked back in the day. Of course, I'm talking 35 years ago, but still. Yeah. So, yeah, there's a whole range of gun legislation coming out of our legislature here. We haven't seen the final product yet, but a lot of it is just draconian craziness. It's amazing, you know. I guess they want to top New York, so... So they will do what they do.
Gun control, there's something we can talk about tonight if you want.
I don't know. I beat that topic to death many times over.
Oh, I know. 347-945-6713. Still nobody in the chat room. I'm stunned by that.
Well, like I said, when I was on, I could not see the chat room.
Well, I don't know how to, kill it and try to make another one.
Oh, okay. Well, but there wasn't one last week either. I mean, I couldn't see it then.
Well, now I'm trying to launch it in its own window. Let's see what happens. Welcome to the Norman Knight chat room. Still nobody in it.
Okay. Well, I can go in the house and see if it's there.
God, I can't believe I've been here for almost 50 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, it's a beautiful night.
Although I'm not here before the show starts. Well, I start the phone before the show starts. But now I get so many blood. There we go.
Okay,
let's launch it here. There we go.
Okay, I'll just refresh the page and see what happens.
All right, I got the flash chat and the big chat.
I've got the sound muted, so that won't be a problem. Oh, it's here we go. There's the chat room.
It is the cult.
I'm there and you're there, yeah.
I got somebody in the chat room.
So, yeah, it's just beautiful out here tonight. 78 degrees, and we get what we call the Delta breeze, and that comes right off the water, and it's about 10 degrees cooler than what the temperature is here. And you just open up all your windows and let that blow around through. It's just gorgeous. Very, very nice. Hey, I got tomatoes gone. Little baby tomatoes. Yeah. They've been in about a month. So lots of flowers, too. I think I'm going to have a good year with tomatoes. That's true.
Start to when the main topic of conversation in the spring is our tomato plants.
Oh, yeah, most of my friends on the East Coast, and they put them out, and then they have to take them back in again because they keep getting these cold spells that run through.
Right. Well, those are it's like, it seems like it's like 90 every day now in Washington.
Yeah.
Humidity's back. Then, of course, my air conditioning needs a charge or something. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just, they can't get it in there. Thank God we got a 4-day school week this week.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's, yeah, Memorial Day, right?
Yeah, we were supposed to have all-day teachers meetings on Friday, but popular demand got that squashed.
Mm-hmm. So it's observed on a... On a Friday or what?
They closed the school on Friday for the students, and then the teacher sort of revolted.
Oh, I see. Yeah, because it's on a Monday.
Teacher meeting.
The 27th,
and,
yeah.
Right, yeah. So we turned them off.
Yeah. And, you know, it's a weird thing. I mean, Memorial Day, you know. People will say things like Happy Memorial Day, and it's like, you know, really think about that. It's not a happy day.
Let's go stick a flag in a corpse's eye.
Yeah, I mean, it's, I don't know. I have a thing about, you know, anything military related, and it's like, you know, I think, you know, only veterans or prior service people or immediate family, that they should get the holiday. Everybody else doesn't get it, you know, just the people who did the business, you know what I'm saying?
Well, up until quite recently, the business was done by a drafted army.
Yeah, well... You know, I don't like to see a whole bunch of bankers get and then call it a holiday again. A holiday,
yeah,
you know. Not a freaking holiday.
What do you think? If you hadn't gone to school after the third grade, would you have learned any less in your life?
Because, see, one of the things that happened to me in my early years of, you know, grade school and that,
right,
is when I got to school, I could read and write. My mother taught me all that. And I had a fair knowledge of, you know, arithmetic, as we called it. So, within the first week, you know, we had a teacher, and she handed out books. And she said, these are your books. You can take them home if you want. And I said, great. Took it home over the weekend, read the whole thing. Brought it back, so what else you got? And she was like, well, you weren't supposed to do that. You said to read it. She says, well, now you can't go ahead of the other people. You have to stay with them. So now... I'm going to spend the whole freaking year with a book that I've already gone through. I'm done with. You know, and I mean, these were not, we're not talking about sophisticated books. These are third grade books full of fairy tales, you know. That's all they were.
You're talking about C.J. Run.
But, yeah, well, it was kind of on that level. And we moved at a pace. Pretty much, whoever the slowest person was, that's where we were. Nobody left behind, right? Yeah. Yeah. So, if, you know, and then this, well, it relates back to the kid that I was talking about with the pitcher, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of everybody getting to his level, no, we got to go down to the lowest denominator, you know.
Well, the thing is, they're doing that with the McDuffie readers, it's 18, whatever, 30-something, and the books haven't changed, the methodology hasn't changed, the organization of the readers hasn't changed, nothing's freaking changed except the world around the school.
So...
me fired up.
All right. Well, see, now that you know, that has been, you know, I know people complain today, but that has been a part of our education system for, you know, many, many decades.
150 years.
Yeah, you know, so.
It hasn't changed.
And this is why charter schools, I mean, charter schools are a response to that system.
Yeah, but they're not a real response.
Well, their curriculum is much, much tougher. I mean, and dare I say, creative.
I don't think you can say that.
Well, I'm really only familiar with one, and it's the biggest one, you know, in my district here, and everybody wants their kid to be in it.
Right,
it's college,
but that doesn't mean it's a progressive place.
People don't want
their kids to be in progressive places.
Yeah, but these kids are their courses are college preparatory, and they get that that from day one. Everybody's going to college, and you will excel. That's the deal.
It's been that way for 150 years. They used the same methodology.
If we look,
they're increasing discipline. It's all crap.
Yeah.
They're nothing but prisons and holding cells.
Okay, well, yeah, if you want to describe them that way, it's just a bit of an exaggeration. But
it is.
You know,
well,
I mean, I'm... The school, I mean, you know...
Is it mandatory that you go from 5 to 16?
Yeah, well... You know, what I remember from grade school.
From early in the morning till late in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
That's it is.
Yeah.
Do you still sit in rooms classified by date of manufacture? Yes, you do.
Yeah, well.
Nothing has changed.
Yeah, get you ready for the workplace. Sit at a desk for 8 hours a day, bored to death.
The whole thing. The workplace has changed. You're not ready for it.
Hmm. Well, one thing I can tell you is, in several of the jobs that I had where I was in the supervisory capacity, it was possible for me to take almost anybody and turn them into what we call then a production artist. I could teach
right.
them, paste up all the whole thing. And I'd have them up to the level of my permanent people in a matter of weeks.
Uh-huh. Of course you could.
And some of these folks had 4-year degrees and they, you know, whatever. But... You know, this was real basic stuff, you know. I wasn't asking you to draw anything. You're not an illustrator. You're not, a painter.
Well, I wasn't asking you to do that.
Hmm. So, anyway, you know, there is, and I would say this, too. If we've got all these high-tech companies who are complaining because we don't have the software engineers and the tech people. There just aren't enough around. And I say the same thing to them. So train them. Whose fault is that? Invest in education.
Well, that's exactly right. Teach kids how to read and write and let them learn the job.
Of course. That's fine. That works for me. I mean, obviously, they're going to have to know. They aren't going to be straight out of high school.
Why not?
Why
have the last 2 years of high school?
Well,
teach somebody algebra until you got to use algebra?
Now there may be some. I don't. I mean, you know, some of these kids are. You know, writing apps and programs and doing all kinds of stuff at a very early age. I'm sure there will be some. but I think that will be the exception.
Oh, I don't know, I guess everything passed me by.
Yeah. Well, it does seem to give you a lot of grief. You know what I'm saying?
You got to have grief on the Norman Knight show or it loses its character.
I mean, that's the first thing about a job.
I'm mad all the time.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Is you know, once a job starts to, you know, eat at you, you know, and I know we've all been there at various times, you know, and I probably should have got out of the newspaper business years before I did, but, you know, because it was the same way. I mean, I was dealing with something, well, let's see. They didn't want to invest. They invested a lot of money in some really crap software, a publishing system that was just a hodgepodge of things that were all mashed together and were barely compatible. And the result was we used to have to take everything that came in from outside sources and literally dumb them down.
Mm-hmm.
So people were creating, you know, PDFs that would print without a problem.
I'm listening.
All right. Yeah. So I'd have like, you know, Adobe whatever level 6, and I'd have to dumb it down to 3 or whatever we were using then. Which wasn't easy to do. So you would have to disable all the features that Adobe had put into their work to make sure that it would go into ours, you know. And sometimes the best I could do, I would take these big files, which would have printed just fine as EPS and all that, but not with us, and I'd have to turn them into monster TIFF files. The most simplistic, I mean, you know, there's a huge difference between an EPS and a TIFF, you know. So,
sure is.
We're
under a minute here, and the show started. It started to pick up some juice in the second half, and I'm glad. Thanks for calling. I didn't see too many people in there. If my friends are out there listening, if you woke up from your nap, a shout out to you. And I'm just hoping that everybody has a good old time. But because I'm full of bad habits, that's what I'm going out with. And we'll see you next week. Thanks for calling.
Okay, take care, Norm. Good night.
All right. Bye.